The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of Spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Hi, how are you?
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Stella Rae Herself podcast. New episodes every Thursday. Today I'm joined by the one, the only, Sonia Elsie ASMR.
Oh my gosh, yes. I'm now strictly ASMR. No regular content.
Low-key.
Like, my stories are just all ASMR, and I feel kind of like, if you don't like ASMR, I'm sorry. I'll post about my cat sometimes.
Dude, yeah. But if you have a thing, you just have to roll with it.
True. And main channel is coming back, but... Sorry, didn't mean to sell promo already.
TBD. We're just going to be discussing our lives because I just feel like we have a lot of updates. We haven't done a full sit-down video or podcast or anything in a minute.
True.
So I'm excited.
Every year we just get more lols, more knowledge.
More comments of can't believe you're still friends.
I think that something people don't realize is that friendship dynamics change, but that's not a bad, you know, like, we don't hang out obviously as often as we used to, or like,
yeah,
just do the same shit. Wait, can I swear?
Yeah. Ugh. Or you can like say it or whatever.
That's just what comes when you get older and you you know, you have different things in your life, different priorities, like different energy levels too, which I feel like we were just talking about this before, you know, we started recording. I was like, dude, I've been feeling old. Like, actually feeling old recently.
Yeah.
Or just seeing, like, how age has changed how I think.
Yes.
And I've been just so, like...
Yeah. Like, this is the first year I've actually felt it. And, like, almost realized it. And, like, realized how fast time goes by. I think what really trips me out is, like, the amount of time that we've been in LA, like, then we're gonna be 30 in that same amount of time. And it's like, bro, that flew by.
I'm in a relationship and it's like reasonably serious, but sometimes he'll bring up things like, you know, just serious stuff, like kids or marriage, or like, and I'm like, how could I do that as a teenage girl at the young age of 24?
I love that, because I literally feel that.
A lot of people do have kids at our age and stuff. But yeah, you can choose, like, okay, I want to move across the country. I want to do this. I want to start pursuing this in my life. Like, you can still do all that stuff.
I think it's so weird when people get married.
Same. I also,
it's just shocking.
Literally, or you go on Facebook and you're like, oh my god.
They're on their second kid.
Whoa. That's so random. But also, like, I support it, like, you know, if you want to settle, if you find someone that you love and you want to settle down, like, fuck yeah, but I'm just so, like, I'm just a teen girl. But also, we're not like that, like, yeah, we're making the joke, oh, we feel like teenagers, but we do not act like teenagers.
Facts.
We've always been very responsible, like, financially, just with how we treat other people.
Yes.
How we communicate.
Yeah. I think that's how we've remained friends for so long, too.
True.
Another aspect of friendship is not only life-changing and external things changing around you, but just you changing as, like, a person. And it's like you either grow out of a relationship or you grow with. And I feel like we've always kind of been at the same pace. Or at least just, even if we're at different, like, places, it's like, we're both still just almost respectful of one another. And
yeah,
that's something I appreciate.
Couldn't have said it better myself, shoddy.
Oh my god, yesterday I said Shoddington.
What? Like, what does that mean?
Like, you know, like Paddington Bear?
No.
But like Shoddington.
No. What is Paddington? Is it like clothing company?
No, it's like a cartoon. I don't know. I didn't really like it. I didn't watch the whole thing.
Was it not on Nickelodeon? Because if it was not on Nickelodeon for Cartoon Network, low-key.
No, it's like a movie.
Oh.
I mean, maybe it's a movie from something. I don't know. It's like British.
Oh,
Bougie Billy would know.
Bougie Billy is like I trust him with my life.
Dude, it's just like that water sign vibe.
True.
All my close people in my life, I was gonna say friends, but like including my sister, like I guess she's my friend, but like she's my sis.
Oh my guess.
Everyone's a water sign.
I love that.
Just love water signs.
I never really think about who the people in my life, like what their signs are.
Dude, yeah, you've never had like a
consistent sign except Taurus men dating them, but then I stopped.
Right. But I guess your current man's is also a earth sign. Mm-hmm. So maybe, I mean, that's good though. Like earth and water.
Yeah, I needed some grounding. Like sometimes I'll be like, and he'll be like, it's all good. And I'm like, true.
Oh.
I've been seeing some of your TikToks of, you know, all when your frontal cortex, yeah, is that what it's called? Forms and you just have, yeah, realizations. But I've been just like thinking. I've just been thinking so much. Sorry. Just like, I was listening to myself talk.
No, it didn't even sound like that. No, it didn't. It didn't. But I know what you mean.
Just having so many realizations about the past, and then just also realizing I've been forgetting so much, like meaningless shit.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's. We've been talking about that. Yeah. I don't know if that's a bad thing or if it's just that I'm getting rid of old memories, you know, my brain's running out of space, or if it has to do with consuming so much social media, you know. We were dissecting tea from the past, as we do.
As we do, as we love doing.
Yeah.
Rehashing the same event for the 80th time.
And we just couldn't remember so many. Well, specifically me, I don't want to be like, you could not remember.
There was this like one bro that we met, and then we like kind of, I don't know if we like became friends with his friends, but like low key. Mm-hmm. But it started from me meeting this one bro. What and was? I could not remember for the life of me how I met him, how we met him. Cause like me and Sonia were together, and like, mm-hmm, I was like, where were we? Like I could not remember at all. And like, I just always remember everything, I feel like memes. Cause, mm-hmm, like, I feel like we've always, you know, taken pics of like funny stuff, like have snap memes, as, yeah, one does, whatever. It's, yeah, so, like I usually remember like how I met this person, what the circumstances were, the vibes, like everything. And I just could not remember at all. It was so weird. Like I was literally going back in my snap memes. I was like going back to vlogs from that time, trying to find out. Like, thank God I still had like my text thread with the guy, so I was like scrolling to the top on my computer, like maybe I'll get a clue.
That is so true.
I finally remembered, but it's still like I don't fully remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's just, especially you look back and at the time you remember like, oh my gosh, this was such a crazy event, this was such an important event, or this boy had such a hold on me, whatever. And you just realize as you get older, like, those things literally do not matter.
Yeah,
you will not remember those. They will have no impact on your current life,
literally.
So just, if you're heartbroken over a guy, it'll be okay.
You'll get over it. You'll actually have a LOL about it in the future.
Literally.
What's literally something you remember? What's something you do remember? Like, maybe from our high school days or, like, our early LA days?
Oh my gosh.
Like funny, iconic meme.
I very vividly remember the first time that we had seen each other in so long.
Same.
Yeah.
I remember that, like, I can smell, like, the night air.
Yeah, literally. Like, I remember the Uber dropping me off. I specifically remember the Uber driver was driving so scary.
Really?
He was driving, specifically, I believe, a Dodge Charger.
Oh my. Bro, I hate when my Uber is that. Bro, I'm like, I didn't sign up for this.
Like, he was driving on the freeway, like, and I was so annoying. But I remember just getting into the Uber and being like, hi, how are you? Like, trying to chat up this Uber driver. He was not trying to talk. And I was like, oh my gosh, how long have you lived in LA? And he was like, a few months. And I was like, I moved here today. Like, so annoying.
No, that's so cute. That's not annoying.
We had Jello shots, I believe.
Oh my god, yeah. And literally one of my playlists on Apple Music is like a picture of them in the freezer. Because they were, like, in big styrofoam cups. Yeah. I literally remember that. Literally. And then we, like, walked the CVS with my neighbors. Mm-hmm. Our neighbors. Later, it was.
At the time, I was not living at that establishment.
Yeah.
Okay, in high school, I remember specifically, I know we've told this story before, So I'll just lightly go over it.
I'm so excited. I don't know what you're going
to
say.
When we skipped school to go to Starbucks.
Yes.
And then a few weeks later, my teacher confronted me. And I was like, I was on my period. Yeah. And it was just going everywhere. And I forced Stella to stay in the bathroom with me because I was so embarrassed. Like, it was literally everywhere. Like, gushing. But obviously, I was much more shy. So I was like, I was having a girl problem, and he was, like, everywhere.
Because he, like, made us stay after class. Like, he was like, oh, I need to talk to you, too. And we were like, here we go. We had already prepared what we were going to say.
Yeah. Like, I was like, here, I'm ready.
Yeah.
Like.
But also, it's, like, we were good students.
Yeah.
And, like, you, wasn't he, like.
Yeah, I was in cross country, and he was my coach.
He was the coach. Like, he knew the vibe. So it was, like, pretty easy for us to, like, get away with that.
Yeah. And plus, it wasn't, like, we were doing drugs.
Bro, dead ass. And it's like, we literally only did that because we had completed the assignment already. So you're like, might as well. That was like so funny. Dude, that's so funny. Like, actually thinking back, we're like, we're gonna leave.
And I had to go back to get my violin.
That was the thing. We walked to Starbucks, but then had to go back.
I remember going to Paris.
Oh my god, yeah.
That was fun. And the first time I saw the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah. Dude, I want to go back. We need to do some kind of, like, international trip. Dude, I'm, like, proud of us for doing low-key all that shit.
Okay, right? Especially, I'm surprised that my dad just let me go.
Right?
But I think it, was it 17 or 18 that we went to Paris?
I think we were 18.
Yeah.
Because it was 2016.
I remember I was still taking, like, online community college classes.
Dude, yeah! Because, like, the time difference.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I have to complete my assignment. Yeah.
It'd be, like, 10 a.m. in Paris, I'd be like, I gotta get this done because I'm not gonna want to do it later, and it's due at like 4 p.m. Paris time today. I'm like,
oh my god,
good time.
That's pretty badass.
So yeah, I was doing like online school, online college, you know.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Did you have a good high school experience overall?
No.
Same. This is probably, like, my most traumatizing years. Like, all my current trauma that affects me mostly is, like, from then.
Yeah. They're literally same. And that's when people talk about the concept of peaking in high school. That literally blows my mind because I cannot imagine.
Dude, it's like you're not even a full person yet.
You're literally a baby.
How do you peak?
I feel like it's not as common as we think. I think that's something that our parents would tell us all the time. They'd be like, you don't want to peak in high school, go to college, you know, get your stuff done, whatever. Because I feel like there's just so much growth that comes after high school. It does not make sense to me.
Dude, yeah. And it's just like when people talk about, I guess people talk about college too as being like, oh, like,
yeah,
my glory days. But it's like, how was high school your glory days? Like,
middle school? I'm just kidding. I don't think anybody peaks.
I think middle school was my glory days, TBH.
Okay, so, like, in adulthood, I have struggled with mental health, obviously.
I think we could all tell when we open this podcast that these bitches have had some issues.
I feel like when I think back to my depression that I've had in my adult years versus depression I've had in high school, mm-hmm. I feel like high school was by far the worst.
Right.
Because it just felt so, combined with lack of sleep, combined with having to do sports, combined with like not having your own space really, or even knowing how to identify the thoughts you're having.
That's the main thing for me, I think.
Yeah. Why do I feel so horrible?
Yeah.
Or just thinking that it's normal to feel that way, so you're just kind of like,
this is life.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, like, I just had so much anxiety, like, throughout high school, and it's, like, I just didn't know what was happening. Now, it's, like, I know what it is, I know how to, like, deal with it,
mm-hmm.
I know my tips and tricks, and just, like, learning about shit is so helpful. Like, that's not always gonna cure you, or that's not always, like, the answer to solving it or getting better, but just, like,
knowing what's going on is like, oh, especially just with like panic attacks. Because otherwise, like, you just literally think you're dying.
Literally. You're like, I don't know what was wrong.
And it just makes you think of how stigmatized mental health things have been for so long. Like, there was a time people still just continued like that. Mm-hmm. Like, not treating it, not identifying it, not even, like, knowing that it was something wrong.
Oh, and I mean, still so many people do that. Or just, you know, they're like, oh, I don't need to go on medication. Which, I understand that medication can be, like, you know, you might not want, you might have your own reasons for not wanting to go on it, and understand, but like, mm-hmm. just not even identifying it or doing any research or doing research on the wrong thing and having misinformation. I was on an antidepressant for a year, but I was on it mainly to help with anxiety, and it just like, it just changed my life completely. Like, yeah. I still obviously struggle with anxiety. It's not something that's going to cure you and depression, but it's something that can definitely be used as a tool if you choose to go that route.
It's just crazy how much it affects everything. Mm-hmm. And how mental health isn't prioritized.
It's not taken seriously even now. Sometimes people will be like, okay, like, mm-hmm. yeah, sure, you're depressed. Like,
right.
Sure, you're dealing with, blah, you know. And I even find myself, like, subconsciously thinking that.
Yeah.
Which makes me feel so bad because I'm like, no.
Fight back.
I don't believe in that.
Yeah.
But it's like some of the old thoughts that come back.
As like a Gen Z, you know, a lot of us are really open about talking about mental health, and with social media and stuff, we're almost in this bubble where it like feels a lot more normalized and whatever. Mm-hmm. But then it's like, bro, in regular life or just other communities or whatever, it's not that like, as much accepted or normalized or whatever. And even I'm thinking of insurance plans and how they so rarely cover mental health, you know, concerns when it's such a huge part of it. Like, bro, if everyone had good mental health and access to it, the world would be completely different. And especially, you know, when you think about other things like patriarchy and like, bro, I would be able to walk down the street in the night and like feel safe.
That would be crazy. But also, it's like, would there be people that, you know, have those tools and just, I mean, obviously there are, but choose not to use them, or they take that knowledge and they use it in a bad way.
Facts, you know? Yeah. So where it's like, therapy is not helpful for like a lot of abusers because they just use it as another
manipulation tool.
It's like, what's the answer then? I never like have read about what the answer is. It's just always like, yeah, it doesn't work. It's like, so what? Like, we exile them?
I've thought about that too, like with narcissists. Like,
yes.
Okay. Obviously not gonna diagnose anybody, but I highly, what's the right word? Assume that my ex had lots of narcissistic traits. I was doing so much research on it because after the relationship, I felt a lot of shame. Like,
yeah.
How could I let myself get into a relationship like that where I was treated like that?
Classic.
And let someone, you know, do and say all those things to me. And then I was also thinking about how confused I felt and, like, didn't know what was going on. I was like, I've always been, like, a strong woman. How could I let this happen to me? Mm-hmm. So I did so much research, and it was mainly the majority of the tone that I saw was just, these people are, you know, they feel no empathy. The therapists weren't exactly saying evil, but it kind of felt like that's what they were saying. And there wasn't a lot of content that was like, these people can be helped, whatever. I came across the one guy who was diagnosed with narcissistic personality disorder, and he would very openly talk about, you know, oh yeah, I was always cheating on my girlfriends, like, I would tell her this so that she would be occupied for a while I waited yes. for my next supply, and then he was talking about the therapy that he was going through, and that you just have to want to change, and you have to be able to identify that in yourself, you know, if you are diagnosed with something like that, and want to go to the therapy, and actually acknowledge, like, what's going on, and if someone can't do that and they just want to stay how they are, then they can be fixed.
I feel you so much on, like, just the shame you experience after dealing. I mean, that was, like, a whole relationship, but I know even just guys I've talked to or, like, casually dated, like, just feeling that after, like, when it ends bad or you find out they're actually this type of person when you thought they were, like, a good person. And, yeah, it's, like, just that feeling of being tricked and, like, it's really, like, how could... It's, like, as much anger or whatever you have towards them, it's, like, you just have so much towards yourself.
Yeah.
And that's such a huge part of, like, why a lot of people or, you know, women stay in relationships or, like, people don't come forward with, like, their stories because there's just so much shame around it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and people always are, like, oh, why didn't you just leave, you know? Why didn't... I would never let someone say something like that to me.
Yeah.
And then it's like, but they have you just in this weird web and they're telling you stuff. They're making you feel like just crazy. Okay, just like a crazy example. My ex, like, we would always argue about just like, can you be nice to me? You know, like just arguments like that. Or like,
so fucked.
Hey, so I'd appreciate like if I'm, when I'm telling you something I'm passionate about, if you're listening, you know, like, so like,
you're like, can I just have some like human decency? That's so hard to ask for.
So I'd appreciate like if when I come to visit you, you don't play video games for 10 hours straight and we hang out.
Oh my god.
Okay, so a lot of times when we would be arguing, and this was just when I was first starting to talk to, like, a psychiatrist and, like, you know, all that stuff. So he would always pin on, like, oh, you're just, like, depressed and you have just diagnosed with ADHD, like, blah, blah, blah. And so he would give me, he was prescribed the highest amount of an ADHD medication. He would give that to me. Because obviously it would up the dopamine levels in my brain anytime that we were arguing, and he would make it seem like I was just in such a brain fog, like, that I was like, oh yeah, like that makes sense, like that's, you know, that'll definitely help, so that I would just be so much happier and like not focus on the problem or like, you know,
intentionally.
Yeah. It could be like, you need to take this ADHD medication, like, while we wait for yours to come in, blah, blah, blah. And it would put me in such an up and down because obviously he was prescribed the highest amount of it. And it's like, ADHD medication can be really intense and you need to be monitored by a doctor to take it. And like, I would be like really high and then suddenly just so low because it was like, not my right prescription, wasn't my right medication, and then it would just be like that constant up and down, like it was crazy.
What were you like thinking at that time? Like, did you kind of know like this is fucked, or were you just like not even aware? Like, was it after that you were like, wow, that was fucked?
Yeah, it was mainly after that I felt like it was fucked, because in the relationship I felt very like, obviously, when I'm speaking about this from my perspective now and from anyone listening, they're going to be like, oh my god, that's crazy. Like, how? Right. Just say no, whatever. But I was in such, like, a hold almost.
Yeah.
And that I felt like I couldn't even really... I don't know. Like, I just felt like I couldn't stand up for myself. Yeah. I felt like oh my gosh, yeah, this is obviously on me because I have anxiety and depression, all these issues, like, which I'm bringing the issues, like, to the relationship. Yeah. Like, I need to be my best self, I need to take this medication so I can be my best self for this relationship, and, you know, this is why my relationships don't work in the past. Like, he was also feeding me, like, these thoughts, like, just saying them, but thinking, like, oh my gosh, this is why my relationships don't work in the past, because I've never put effort into a relationship, and I've always just cared about superficial things like getting flowers, how much money they make or whatever, when it's like, and then you step back and you're like, oh
shit. Bro, that as your friend makes me like so sad and just like angry that someone would treat you like that. It's like I relate, so I know how you like felt, and just, yeah, again, the shame is like so hard, and just,
yeah,
oh, it's just, so I'm glad you're out of that, especially when you think about it. like, after, when you're able to think about it all at once and put all the pieces together, it's just like, how did I go through that?
Literally, because in the relationship, it's also spread out over so much time.
Yeah.
And even though there are so many bad things, there, even if the relationship's horrible, there's still good things. Obviously, like, you wouldn't be with someone if you didn't see those good things mm-hmm. in the beginning. And it's just like, you know, it's just like, you think about those things and it kind of keeps you in, or like, especially with narcissistic people, they, in the beginning, like, make themselves seem like such a cool, nice person.
Yeah.
Like, this guy literally admitted to going to my YouTube channel and watching all my videos to learn about
who
I was. Yeah.
That makes me want to, like, delete my digital footprint.
I deleted a lot after that. I was like,
yeah, same. Thank you, brother.
What was I even gonna say?
How it starts, like, the good.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And they, you know, like, telling you all this stuff, making it seem like
they're the perfect match for you.
Mm-hmm. Even, like, obviously, you know, how much money you have doesn't matter, but if someone is at a certain age, like, well into adulthood, and financial stability, or even just having money come, like, what their financial status is, can definitely reflect on how they are as a person, and how they organize things, and how, what they prioritize. You know, are they hardworking? Are they able to maintain a job or build a career for themselves? It's mm-hmm. like, it says a lot about who they are as a person. And obviously, you also want to, financial stress puts a lot of stress on the relationship, so you want to, you just have to be ready for those things going into it.
And you want to be on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like neither of us are superficial in the sense of, like, oh, I just want a guy with a lot of money and, like, that's all that matters. But it's, like, I feel like both of us, I feel like especially you, just because you have those Capricorn vibes.
Thank you.
But I feel like, you know, you value stability, mm-hmm. security. Would you say that's correct?
Oh, yeah.
Like, and I feel like you have a strong work ethic.
Oh, my gosh, thank you.
Like, sometimes, like, too strong, like, this bitch needs to relax. Like,
like, you know? Sleep.
So, you want someone that's, like, in alignment with that, period. But then if they're not like that, and on top of that lying about it, you know, it's like, what the fuck?
Literally.
And then, yeah, they can spin it like, oh, you just care about money. It's like, no, I don't want to be lied to, and I want someone who is, like, in alignment with me and my life and my goals and, like, who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just make you feel bad about it.
Literally.
When they're the fucking loser.
Like, it's just so, like, I can't even, I can think about how much of a puddle my brain was in, but it's, like, so hard to articulate it. I'm like,
right.
But I know that people who have been in that position will understand.
Facts.
So it's like,
do you have any advice for anyone who might be in a similar situation?
Ooh.
Or think that they might be?
I think something that's really important, I think, is talking to your friends about what's going on. Like,
yeah.
Trusted friend, family member. If you don't have that, like, I know it sounds dumb, but going to, would not recommend this all the time because sometimes Reddit has horrible advice, but if you just cannot relate to anybody, you don't have someone you can talk to, go online and look for people who have had similar experiences.
Join the Stellaray Discord.
I've always turned to the internet. Like, that's why I feel like I love posting and being on YouTube and mm-hmm. TikTok so much, is because, like, in my darkest times, when I've been going through a lot of stuff, I always turn to the internet, watch storytime videos, learn about other people's perspectives, and just try to, like, okay, if you feel like something is wrong, there's probably something wrong.
Yeah, trusting your intuition.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes, like, though, in a healthy relationship, it can bring up, like, wounds from your past, and those can give off kind of alarm bells on things that maybe aren't worries, but most, like, 99.9% of the time, trust your intuition, and also be aware, like, if you're first talking to someone and they don't even know who you are as a person yet, but they're already, like, promising big things, talking about the future faking, you know, just making themselves out to be, like, the best person ever, making you feel even so special right away. Definitely be careful. There are guys or girls, you know, or non-binary people with genuine, just include everyone. Sorry, sorry. You know, who that can be a genuine just sense of love, but a lot of times you have to be careful because love bombing is how it starts.
Well, and I've talked about too how sometimes it's not always from like a narcissistic place, but mm-hmm. just like maybe they have an insecure attachment style, or
you know, they're like, oh, I don't want them to leave,
so like it's they're not doing it, you know,
what's the word,
they're not doing it in an evil way,
maliciously.
Yeah, maliciously. Mm-hmm. But it is still a form of manipulation because it's like they want you to stay. Mm-hmm. So it, yeah, even either way, it's still something to look out for.
And definitely have someone that you're talking to meet your friends. Or something that you were talking about was a good test is when you're talking to a guy on Hinge is when they ask for your number. If you say, like, you know, no, I'm more comfortable talking on here for now, but, you know, I give it to you down the line. That is kind of a first test to see how they'll react to someone saying a no.
Dude, yeah, I feel like just telling someone no early on is such a good test. Like, whatever it is. How they react is just such a good indicator, whether it's a potential partner or a friend or just anyone. It's like, how are they going to react when I set a boundary? I think especially with, like, if you talk to men, it's a good test because there's just such patriarchy, there's just such a vibe that so many heteronormative just hetero relationships are based off of like, you know, the relationship kind of revolves around the man's needs, and like a lot of men like to or are socialized to manipulate women, especially when it comes to like casual sex and hookups and stuff. It's like they want to feel like they're manipulating you into it. So a good test, like, how are they going to be if I tell them no? Mm-hmm. Is something small like that.
Mm-hmm. And it's a good indicator for the rest of the relationship.
Exactly.
They promise something, are they going to follow through with it?
Yes, that's such a big one.
Even if it's small, like those small things.
I feel like especially when it's small, low key, because those are the things that they're gonna kind of like, they don't really expect you to catch. Mm-hmm. So it's like, if someone, yes, if someone says they're gonna do something or like, let's hang out on this day, and then they never hit you up or something. It's mm-hmm. like, don't make excuses for that person. Mm-hmm. I'm always like, would Sonia do this to me? No.
Yes. The little things are the things that they'll be like, oh, what? So you're caring about that little, why are you bringing up little things? And it's like, no, because I know those little things add up.
Mm-hmm. And the red flags at the beginning are the red flags that are going to continue / grow in the relationship.
Literally. Okay, another thing, if you're dating someone older than you, which the more that I look back in my past, the more that I realize that age gaps are not necessarily the best thing, like big ones, I mean, like 10 years.
Yeah. Especially when you're under 25 and your brain has not even fully developed. I'm like, why? I'm like, no wonder this guy was into me. Like, I was a dumb bitch, and I'm not even like the dumbest bitch, but like
it's like you're just like one of the
you just don't know, you just like there's so much you don't know.
You know how they treat you in an argument, if they like attack you, or if they're actually just, it's normal not to argue all the time, but you know, arguments definitely happen in a relationship, and there can be frustration, you know, things said, whatever, but they still should not disrespect you or insult you. But something I noticed in my last relationship was towards the end of it, when we would argue, he would bring up the fact that I was young, and I was like, literally, that was one of the I think in our final argument where I was like, I'm done. He was like, he said, you are acting your age right now. And I said, what do you mean? You're 40 and live at your mom's house.
Maybe you need to act your age, sir. Yeah, that's, like, fuck. There could be, like, low-key conflict without it turning into, like, an argument. So I think it's, like, that's also true. Their willingness to communicate well in conflict / just their willingness to learn. Mm-hmm. And I think that's such a huge indicator, like,
you know, is someone just going to be stuck in their ways and, like, not willing to grow with you mm-hmm. and grow in the relationship, or are they willing to, like, adapt? Because someone can be, like, not saying, oh, you should, like, look to change somebody, but it's just, like, mm-hmm. it's not like you have to meet the perfect person. Oh, they know how to communicate so well, but it's just, like, are they willing to?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are they willing to try?
And willing to listen to, you know, if you have feelings that you want to bring up, like, oh, it bothers me when this happens, or this has bothered me in the past, blah, blah. Are they willing to listen, or are they just, like, white is your problem?
Fuck you, yeah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So we have lived in LA for 6 years?
That's crazy.
Coming up on 7?
That is crazy. That literally, like, what?
I know. How's your, I guess, experience with LA been, slash how has your perception of it changed from six, seven years ago to now?
I think, like, obviously, it's not as exciting as when you first move here, because it's like,
dude, yeah.
Like, oh my gosh, LA, and then you think about, you're just excited. New city, it's exciting, but now it's like, I feel familiar with pretty much the whole city. Like,
yeah.
Nothing is really gonna surprise me, or, you know.
There's a trigger at every turn.
It's very, I don't know. But I do feel like I still really like it. I wish I was closer to my family, but I'm also grateful that I'm still, like, on the same coast mm-hmm. and same country, you know? I mean, I always think about people who, like...
You're my sister.
Yeah, dude, I was literally about to say, like, literally has been in Germany. Yeah. Like, that's so far, you know? So, that's the only thing that can be hard. When people say that, well, people in LA are fake, it's like, yes, they're gonna be fake if you're hanging out with the people who are trying to be famous, or who don't value genuine connection and friendships,
yeah,
or whatever, you know. Like, the city also is very rich with a lot of culture.
Yeah,
a lot of people have grown up here. I really like that, but at the same time, also, I do want to get out a little bit.
Yeah,
like, I don't see myself raising a family here. Mm-hmm. It's just too busy and unsafe.
Yeah.
Dude,
we were talking about that, like, going to New York, how we, like, feel safer.
Dude, walking around, I feel way safer in New York.
There's just more... there's just more people walking around. Mm-hmm. And, like, it just evens out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, versus now, it's like, if I'm walking, I feel like I'm the only bitch walking.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was, like, just so amazed in New York, just seeing so many girls walking around.
Yeah.
In, like, just cool outfits.
Yes, it's like, bro, it's like I could not do that here.
No. Like, there are times, oh my gosh, like, so many times I've been followed, for sure, in LA, but just, like, yeah, I just don't feel safe walking around. And I remember, even when I went to New York, you know, when you couldn't come.
Yeah.
You know, this time.
The worst time. Well, for me.
But I was walking around, like, all the time by myself, and I felt totally good.
Like, yeah, and it's like, I'm sure there's certain areas, and it's like, you know, that are worse than others. And
of course.
It's like, there's going to be crime and shit in any big city. But just as far as, like, everyday shit walking around, like... Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely felt safer there. And I do feel like there is this kind of vibe here. Like, people judge you for walking or taking the train.
Yes, so much.
Bro, I was, like, telling this story. I don't remember if it was in a podcast or a vlog. But my friend and I were out, and we were talking to this guy who was from New York.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend and I were talking about how we both don't drive. And he was like, oh, so what do y'all do? Like, oh, you take the train. Like, said that as, like, a joke. And we were like, yeah, we do.
It's like, oh, like, really? Like, you take the train? Like, I would not let you take the train. Like,
it's like, okay, then pay my Ubers. Like,
my friend saw him taking the train.
No, are you serious?
Yes. So it's like, bro, like, you're putting us down, low-key, like, shading us. Like, oh, I bet you take the train.
I bet you're like me, and I see myself as a loser.
Yeah.
Like, what's wrong with
that? Or maybe he thought we were going to say no. Like, ew, no, I would never do that. Like, trying to validate himself or, like, see how we would react. But it was like, bro, he literally took the train.
Yeah.
Like, and you're from New York. Like, get with the... I mean, I know people from New York that are like, yo, I don't want to take the train, but whatever. It's just more normalized there. I feel like it can be hard to make friends here. But it's also, like, I haven't really lived anywhere else. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that's specific
to LA or specific to maybe just our generations
and social media and, like...
Yeah. I like there definitely is a certain vibe. Again, it might just be social media. Mm-hmm. And I know this exists in other like big cities as well, but just like people trying to make themselves be perceived a certain way,
yeah, or be something that they're not,
yeah,
you know, bragging about money or whatever.
Yes.
And it's like, it's just not a good look.
Yeah. And like I've always noticed that. It's always like bothered me. I literally remember one time you and I were like taking the bus in Hollywood, and this guy, like, do you remember this?
Yeah.
This guy, like, came up to us.
I tried to flash, like, a wad of cash at you.
Yeah. And I was like, no thanks. And he was like, oh, like, do you see how much money I have? Like, and I was like, bro.
It's like, all I see is that you're not making good decisions and that you're not giving me any of your money.
Dead ass. Like, that's probably all the money you own in your hand right there.
Like, it's probably, like... The 20 in the front and the 20 in the back are real, and everything else is just paper.
Yes, literally. So I feel like it's been hard to, like, as I've gotten older and just gotten more, like, almost secure in my values and, like, knowing what I value in a friendship or relationship, it's, like, it's low-key hard to make super meaningful, like, actual real connections.
Mm-hmm.
When it's, like, a lot of people aren't on that page, that same page, or a lot of people are too focused on, like, what, like, how they're being perceived, what their image is.
Yeah. I definitely see that, and also, it just, as an adult, I feel like it can be hard to maintain relationships just because it's, like, you're so busy, you only have so much energy, so much... you know, time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I don't always have time to sit at a cafe
for
4 hours, spend $20 on Uber to get there.
Literally. Yes.
It's like, you know, that's why, like, I value our friendship so much.
Same.
So we can just chill and we're at that level where it's like, we know each other so well, it's not awkward, but
I mean, obviously still, like, go to events or, like,
mm-hmm.
do shit when we want to.
Yeah. And I see, like, how a lot of times, you know, it's like, I could definitely be closer with someone. I just haven't put the effort to communicate with them or initiate a hangout. Or, like, I'm just, like, tired, you know?
Right. Yeah. It's like, shit is expensive. Like, literally that meme of, like, you walk outside, you spend $100 immediately. It's like, that's facts.
Literally.
Well, thank you so much for being on my show.
Thank you.
We're gonna do some ASMR content on Sonia's page as well as on TikTok, so all her links will be down below. Avi, I'm sure you already follow her, but if you don't, get on it, bitch. And anything else you want to add?
Mukbang coming.
Yeah, we're doing. Oh yeah, that's what we're doing. We're doing a mukbang on ASMR YouTube. That's what it is.
True. Oh yeah, we were gonna do an ASMR YouTube, but I was like,
we're doing ASMR TikToks, mukbang YouTube. So check out our mukbang for more lols. And I will talk to you guys next week. Bye, everyone.
Love you guys.